Does everything ever feel really loud? The kids are noisy. The kitchen timer is beeping. Somebody's asking you for help. The washer is running and your own mind is racing too. You sit down to homeschool or even just to breathe and you really can't think clearly enough to even decide what to do next. I'm Katie Keene, and here at Her Home and Heart, my mission is to help you simplify your routines and strengthen your heart as a Christian homeschool mom so you can stop living in survival mode and start living with more peace, joy, and confidence in your calling. If that sounds like something your heart needs today, grab a warm mug of tea and let's sit together. Today, you and I are going to talk about a different kind of clutter, noise. It's not just the sound of toys clanging, it's not just the door slamming, but that mental noise, that overstimulation, that constant swirl that leaves you frozen and sometimes fried. Most importantly, I want to walk through a few practical ways that I've learned the hard way about calming the chaos from the inside out, even when your home isn't perfectly quiet and certainly not tidy. This month so far, we've been focusing on restoring peace through systems. Today, I want to remind you, I just want to bring to light that not all systems are external. Some things that we can do to care for ourselves and care for our home, they can be powerful. And it can really be about caring for our nervous system so that in the middle of a mess, we can still be okay. I want to pause here really quickly, Mama, because I have something brand new and really exciting to share with you. The Road Trip Mysteries Yellowstone Edition has just launched. If your kids loved the USA edition, or even if you're just new to the series, this is another story-driven adventure, and it's packed with puzzles, mystery, and fascinating facts. This time, the journey takes place inside of Yellowstone National Park. Your kids will follow clues, learn about geysers, wildlife, and history, and they'll collect a final code to earn their own Legacy Keeper badge. It's perfect for ages 8 to 12, and of course, beyond. It's totally screen-free, and it's available in soft cover shipped right to your door or in Kindle format for instant reading and printing. You can find it on Amazon by searching Road Trip Mysteries or just scroll to the show notes in the description below. All right, let's get back to the episode. So even a 10-minute pause or a simple shift in the soundscape can help bring us clarity. It can help bring us that calm feeling that we need. And honestly, that's the kind of peace that can make everything else feel possible and feel doable. Years ago, I had kids, two were still in diapers. They were only 16 months apart. Imagine the number of diapers I had to deal with. And the older kids were 10, 8, and 5. Life was really loud. It was really that kind of overwhelming that can make your ears ring. It can make your shoulders tense. I know you've felt it. There were babies crying, millions of diapers to change, constant questions, mess everywhere. And I had no break in sight. I remember there was one specific day. I'd called the kids in. It was time for them to begin getting ready for our afternoon and evening routine. But they were still pretty wild. I had not had the successful kind of day I'd hoped to have. And everything just really felt chaotic. The house was chaotic. The chores weren't done. School hadn't been finished. Dinner, I hadn't even gotten started. I literally just felt this sensation of feeling paralyzed. So I did something pretty unexpected. I actually turned the stereo on and I let the kids have a dance party. I'll never forget the joy on their faces. The babies were laughing. The kids were bouncing and jumping and dancing around. And I sat down right next to the bass speaker in that family room, right on the floor. I don't know why it drew me there. But as the music was thumping, 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 something in my physical body, in my physiology shifted. It was fascinating because something about that deep rhythm from the bass actually overrode that swirling noise that was in my head about all of what I hadn't finished, what I still needed to do, and how dissatisfied I was with the way I'd managed the day despite not sitting down until this moment next to this bass for the sound system. The chaos didn't disappear. There was still dinner to make, laundry to fold, kids to care for, but something about that just reset my body. The sound of it overrode that mental swirl, and that was when I realized that I didn't need silence in order to find peace. It really surprised me. Instead, it was just a matter of interrupting the noise long enough that was inside of me so that I could breathe and reset. It helped my mind to slow. It helped my body, even in the middle of all of that noise. And I felt like I was almost melting over that bass box, and I could just finally breathe. That moment, years and years ago, just helped me realize that not all noise is the same. There is noise that is also not audible. We need to be able to cancel out that mental noise that's also stealing our peace. It doesn't have to always be external sound. there are ways that we can help that noise in our head and in our body to settle. That day helped me to understand that if I couldn't eliminate the chaos completely, which I couldn't, that I could still find ways to reset inside of it. It was really pivotal for me. So it might be that you're in that stage too. Maybe you've got diapers. Maybe you've got toddlers. Maybe you've got the endless interruptions that we all have when we're a homeschool parent. Maybe your kids are older, but still the noise inside of your head, it just doesn't stop. There are three major sources of noise that can leave any human being really overwhelmed and just mentally frozen. Part of the reason we feel frozen is because all that noise overwhelms something called executive function. That's the part of your brain and my brain that's responsible for decision-making, emotional regulation, and switching tasks. Our kids go through this too. Think of it like the CEO of your brain. When too many things come at it at once, it just gets overwhelmed. Everything slows down. That's why you suddenly can't decide what to do next, or even a simple task can feel really impossible. There are a few different types of noise sources. It could be external noise, like I had that day, kids talking, dishes clanging, phones pinging, TV playing, music blaring, appliances humming, whatever it is. Then there's the internal noise. That is the racing thoughts, the overthinking, those constant mental to-do lists. It can be the intrusive guilt that we feel. Oh, I should have done this. I should have done that. And it can just be decision fatigue. Then there's the environmental clutter. We talked a lot about that in June. The mess, the piles, the disorganization that just talks to you with every glance, right? It immediately says, fix this, and it just gives that mental noise, visual noise. But today, I'm talking about the other layers of noise that could be wearing you out, and you might not even realize it. And it could still be happening even if you have decluttered areas. I have decluttered many areas in my home, but by no imagination have I decluttered the whole house or organized the whole house. That is going to be a project in the works for a long time for me. So it's not just stuff that clutters us or creates noise. It's this total sensory overload. Dr. Sandra Bond Chapman from the Center for Brain Health found that mental clutter, which is the constant barrage of thoughts, sensory inputs, we don't have any of those, right, moms? And decisions can impair our brain's performance even more than physical clutter. But why? It's because our brain's executive function center, which helps us plan, organize, helps us manage emotions, and it helps us switch between tasks. It's kind of like the CEO of our mental world. It keeps everything running smoothly. But when there's too much noise, whether it's external or internal, that overwhelms our system, that CEO gets frazzled. You ever feel like a frazzled CEO? I do. And today, one of my neighbors who I just love said, oh, being a mother is actually being a domestic engineer. Well, this domestic engineer can get quite overloaded and my executive functioning abilities lower. So the translation is when everything is loud, whether it's sounds, mess, to-do lists, or anxious thoughts, then our brain starts to misfire. Our focus weakens. Our memory slips. Things like transitions can just get clunky. And our emotional control, well, forget it. It's out the window. So what are we going to do about it? How do we calm this? You're living in it, steeped in it. It feels like it's permanent and forever. So let's go back to that day where I had that dance party with the kids. I didn't need anything perfect. I didn't know I was going to find a solution, interestingly, but I just knew that I needed something that was going to interrupt the overwhelm. And it was a blessing that it worked. And so maybe that's what you need too. Something to interrupt the overwhelm. You don't need to escape to a cabin in the woods, though. I really often have wanted to. You just need a few tools that can help you reset your nervous system like I have to use for mine so that even in the middle of this messy, noisy life that we can be okay. I'm going to give you a few ideas. The first idea is to use intentional soundscapes. There are healing sounds. Not all sounds are disruptive. Like I said, even this loud dance party music that I put on for my kids actually was centering for me. It was very, very helpful. So you could try a calming background. I love to listen to Mozart. Classical music actually improves our concentration and it lowers stress. It's been shown. It's been proven. Then there are nature sounds. There's many, many CDs that have nature sounds in the background. Or I love, love, love the playlists on YouTube. One specific channel that I like is called Calmed by Nature. And they actually put soothing music to handmade scapes. Beautiful. One is like in Greece at the beach, this little villa. They had one that looked like a Cape Cod looking out over the bay. And they have little ships going by, but always very gentle, very relaxing. And they have lovely calming music with it. These can just override that chaotic sound pattern in our brain and give our brain that steady beat to rest on. Something important, though, is just don't overthink it. Try playing the soft instrumental music maybe while you're making dinner or lunch or something, or even during your homeschool reading time. Find when for you that it's actually going to make a difference. If you've been encouraged or helped in any way by this show, would you be willing to share it with a friend today, or maybe two? If you can't think of anyone right now, that's okay. Leaving a quick review would actually mean the world to me. I'm a one-woman show. I have no team behind the scenes. It's just me creating and editing and sharing these episodes because I truly believe in supporting you. The CTC sponsorship that you hear me talk about, it helps cover some of the costs, but I personally cover the rest. So your reviews and your shares will do what is needed to allow this podcast to grow and to reach more moms who need it. Thank you for taking just a minute to bless me and to bless the show this way. I truly appreciate it more than you know. The second idea, and you can just use this wisely, of course, is noise-canceling headphones. They are a literal gift. So if your kids are older and it's safe for you, or if maybe you have a baby napping and you have a baby monitor that you can watch the baby on, but you just need that short reset, put on the noise-canceling headphones. Try it while you're doing dishes. Try it while you're folding laundry. Just take a five-minute break and give it a shot. When my husband bought me a pair for Christmas one year, a couple years back, I didn't use them for a while because I didn't understand the value. And after I finally began using them, I was stunned at how even just a small break with them can really reset my system. So just try it. Play some soft music through them and just let your mind slow down. Another idea would be to take 5 to 10 minute breathing sessions. I know that sounds maybe difficult because it's hard for us to even find 30 seconds to go to the bathroom. But guided breathing is actually so scientifically backed. It is so important and it's so easy. So you can do something like search for box breathing or guided reset and just close your eyes and breathe. It can lower your heart rate. It will reset your stress response. It's going to improve your focus. And I myself have tried this. I've watched it through my Oura Ring. I don't know if you've seen those. I'm not advertising them, but I have one because I wanted to watch my physiology, and it will track when we do some sort of a breathing reset. It will track the actual physiological signs, and it shows that the heart rate will lower and the body temperature will rise. It's very interesting. And so stress indicators actually shift during just 5 minutes of intentional breathing. It's kind of like a micro Sabbath. You could think of it that way. And it can change the whole entire tone of your whole day. I don't know why, but I used to think I had to earn peace, or that maybe peace was something I could achieve when I had enough external effort. It was like I thought once I checked everything off, maybe I got the house cleaned and I solved all the chaos. And after that, then peace was going to show up. Well, as a mom, that doesn't happen, at least not here. Maybe it did a little bit when the kids were tiny and I could put them down for bed at 7. It doesn't happen that way in my life anymore, and not in most people's life. Truly, peace is not showing up here with silence or even a quiet environment. Sometimes it actually can happen in the middle of noise, right in the middle of the chaos. Peace isn't this absence of problems like I always thought, like I always wished I could achieve. It's actually just recognizing the steady presence of God and allowing these scientifically based things that God provided for us to help us calm our hearts, calm our physiological bodies in the middle of it. So Galatians 5 tells us that peace is actually a fruit of the Spirit. It means that it's not something we have to chase. It's something we already have absolute access to. It's something that grows in us as we stay connected to Christ. And it's a conscious choice that we can make. Do we want to let Jesus lead us to those calm waters, to those peaceful pastures that are inside of our mind and heart when we connect with him, as he promises he's going to do? When we practice calming in our environment and calming in our mind, we're just making space to experience that peace that's already available to us spiritually through Christ much more clearly, even when life around us and in us is still loud. So if your home is feeling loud, cluttered, overstimulating, just simply too much to handle, your nervous system is asking for a rest. Today's ideas are not magic fixes. I wish I had the ability to just give you a permanent fix, but these are very small, very doable ways that can help you to reset your nervous system, which can then make peace feel more possible. It could stop the swirl just long enough for you to catch your breath and to think again. So try the dance party. sit by the speaker, or turn on the jazz, breathe, laugh, cry, pray. Don't feel behind. You're just human, a beautiful human who God created intentionally. And the God who loves you is a God of peace. He is not a God of pressure. Colossians 3:15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Until next time, remember, it's not about doing it all. It's about doing small things with great love. Blessings to you and your family. Talk to you again next week. I'd like to thank CTC Math for contributing to keeping this podcast on the air. It's a very convenient program for busy moms like me. Head over to ctcmath.com and tell them we sent you.